Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and we are so excited that you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio via podcast. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Raise the roof. Whoop, whoop. I'm pretty excited. All right. So we had to invite our favorite guy here to kick this off, and he is Cornell Thomas. He is a basketball coach, trainer, life coach, motivational speaker, and author. And today we're going to be talking about the waiting game, the art of being patient, but persistent. Such a fine line. You have to tread it carefully. Cornell, how are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing? Excited to be on your first show.
Oh, we're so excited. You know, hopefully a lot of you have come over from Radio MD and iHeart and iTunes, where we've been doing Naturally Savvy for several years based on Andrea's amazing website, naturallysavvy.com. And now we have moved into this century here with the podcast form. And, you know, Cornell, I really wanted to have you on because you have such great advice. As a matter of fact, Cornell stayed with me recently and I was ready to throw in the towel. I was ready to say, forget it. All these dreams I have and it's so hard and the blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, some amazing things happened last week. Like three things that I've been waiting for in 1 week, and that's 18 years of waiting. So it wasn't like an overnight thing. And it's good to be persistent, right, Cornell? But boy, can it be tough.
Yeah, it can be tough, true, but one thing with life, and the same holds true in sports, which I kind of got, is momentum is everything, right? And momentum can go either way. So we provide our own momentum, and it's hard for us to understand that, but it's true because we provide our momentum with our mindset and our attitude. So if I'm thinking, man, you know, I'm not getting a break, nothing's happened, I just keep, you know, setting that intention all the time, it's going to be a downward spiral. What happens to my energy? My energy goes down. There's no energy left for me to create the momentum I need to get back on the right track. But when good things happen and great things happen, we just have this natural energy. We're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened. Then the next thing comes, you know, which is, you know, your story you just, you know, shared with us. So life is momentum, right? And we can create it by through our mindset.
Yeah, it's so true, Cornell, and you're right with the momentum. So if your momentum is on your, you know, you're positive and you have lots of energy, then it's going to be positive momentum, and I guess it could be the opposite as well. So Lisa and Cornell, both of you, I'd love you to tell us a little bit about how it, you think, or why you think it finally came to fruition, Lisa, all the waiting, the 18 years, and how you think, Cornell, how you think it actually, why you think it actually came to fruition as well for Lisa.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Wow, that's so interesting. Okay, well, you know, it's funny for me. I mean, I'm really the persistent part. I'm better at than the patience part, and the things that I made happen, which I'm not ready to announce yet, but I will, were all because I push, but I know when to pull back. For example, there was one person in particular I was trying to get in touch with, and she expressed an interest, but every time, you know, we were trying to talk, something would come up. And they always say, well, you don't want to be too pushy, but you want to, you know, just sort of let them know you're there. So I would do it in a very casual way. And she was always really glad. Like, I'm really glad. Okay, we're going to do this. And then there was another thing, too, where, you know, I take chances. And I said, hey, I love your product. And I'm great on video. And I want to do a video series for you. And they were like, oh, let's see your stuff. And they loved it. But it wasn't like I was waiting for someone to knock on my door and be like, hey, could you do a video series for us? Like, I had to put myself out there and risk getting rejected. And I've gotten a lot of rejection. But this time somebody said yes. So it's pretty cool. But, you know, it is trying, though, when you're feeling like it's just rejection, especially if you're in media or trying to write a book or you're in acting or anything where you're going to have people shutting the doors, right, Cornell?
So, Cornell, yeah, you tell us.
Yeah, I would say it's, you know, mindset, you know, getting a chance to stay with Lisa and her husband and family and it was awesome and getting a chance to sit down and actually talk. It's just mindset. You know, a good friend of mine yesterday, we had this conversation and, you know, he was really down in the dumps and his momentum was going the other way. And me and him just had a half hour conversation. And I told him, I said, you know, you don't understand how great you are. And I said, and that's the problem. You know, and I said, the good thing about that is that I'm going to tell you how great you are today. And I'm going to tell you some of these amazing things about you that you've forgotten. And I just went through this list, and I said, I don't care if this embarrasses you. I don't care if it gets you, you know, feeling uneasy. I'm going to tell you how awesome you are. I'm going to tell you what you mean to me and what you mean to other people around you. And we just had this conversation, and yesterday, I'm driving home from a practice, and he goes, Cornell, you'll never believe this. I got a phone call from so-and-so that wants me to do this for this job. I got another phone call right after that from this person that wants me to speak here. And the momentum starts shifting, right? So it's just a shift in your mindset. I heard this great thing the other day. Someone said, the distance between you and success is the distance between your left and your right ear. And it is so true.
I heard that.
And it made me just want to like stop, you know, the car, which I did, and wrote it down. And it's so true. It's really just your mind. I think we don't understand, right, like how powerful our mind is. And I think for Lisa, the one thing that she said that is a lot of people don't do is she was still persistent, even though she doubted. What do I always say to you guys? You never let your doubt stop your do. Even though she was had some doubts, she didn't stop working towards it. And opportunity comes a lot faster to people that are working towards it. So that's why I think it happened for her.
Yeah, I mean, again, you have to be persistent, and that does make a difference. But, you know, we talked about this recently on Naturally Savvy about sometimes it's good to shift gears, because before this happened, I was thinking, you know what, I miss being a health educator, where I used to work with people in clinics and hospitals and different settings. And I actually applied to work in a rehab, which I still might do, because I really like, you know, educating people around whether it be hepatitis C or nutrition or other issues that people are dealing with. And I kind of spun it in a positive way rather than, oh, I got to go back to being a health educator because my media dreams are crashing to the floor, which they're not, by the way, they weren't, but I was overreacting. Instead, I thought, saw it as something I used to love to do. And that's a good thing too, right, Cornell? Sometimes it's good to, maybe that shift was good for me, maybe to shift my mind for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so crazy, and I've changed, you know, my mind has shifted so many different times that I'm just all into what I want to do. So I just go for it. And I know it's easier said than done. People think it's easier said than done, and it's true, but it's not as hard as you think. It's just every day you're training your mind to get through adversity. Every day you're training your mind to go after what you want, no matter what door closes, right? The great thing about doors that close is it's, one, telling you how to approach the next door. People look at, you know, a closed door like this big loss. You know, it's not this big loss. It's a lesson from it. It's okay to fail, right? Because it's not really failure. There's another thing I was looking at, and it was a graph, and it was the letter me, the word me, and then an arrow, and then failure, and then another arrow, and success. And it was all in a straight line. And to get through, you know, to success, you have to get through failure. It's not something where failure is on one side, success is on the other side. You know, it's like the Thomas Edison thing, right? You're going to have to fail over and over and over and over and over again to get to that success. But I look at failure a little bit different. I look at it as, thank you for the lesson. Now I'm going to use it for the next success.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no question that we have to learn. And that's the key, is learning from our past failures or mistakes or whatever it is, and then taking those lessons and applying it to the next thing so that you don't repeat that failure. You don't repeat the situation or the behaviors that got you there in the first place, right? It's taking it and learning from it. You know,
so
Cornell,
true.
I think one of the things that is for those who are listening and for myself as well, how can we keep reminding ourselves how awesome we are? What are some tips that you can give the listeners to say, okay, today I'm feeling like, you know, maybe I'm not as successful as I'd like to be, or how come this, like Lisa was saying, that I didn't get that phone call that I wanted, or I really want to do this, but it's not happening. What can we do on a daily basis that keeps reminding ourselves, like, okay, I am pretty awesome? What are some tips you have?
Well, one thing I think that is extremely powerful, it's hard for people to do things that they think are hokey, right? That no one else is doing, right? So, like, people do positive affirmations for sure, but not the majority of the population. You know, it's hard for people to look in the mirror and say, look at themselves for 3 minutes and say, you know, I'm great. You know, I'm awesome. It's hard for people when they do have a failure to say, you know what? Yes, I'm glad I got that, because it's only going to take me to my right path. It's hard for people to sit down on a piece of paper and make a sheet that just says pros and doesn't say cons and write down all the amazing accomplishments they have done in the last year. The first one being, I'm alive, right? So it's hard for people to go, you know, out of the norm. You know, everybody else is doing one thing. Everybody else is in this rat race. I'm not going to go into the front of the mirror and do positive affirmations. No one does that. I'm going to look like a weirdo, and even though you're in your house by yourself. You know, so for me personally, it's just doing, you know, not being the sheep, you know, and just kind of going down the road less traveled. You know, I do positive affirmations. I write down what I want. and I believe it. I'll be in my car, and I'll be doing affirmations. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what anybody thinks about me, because I know what I'm doing it for, and I know it helps my subconscious, right? It helps build my mind. So I think the fear of what does this person think, or the fear of, you know, wow, you know, no one else does it, that's what holds people back from some of these great techniques that are proven techniques. That the most successful people in the world talk about how they meditate, how they do positive affirmations, how they take their mind away. Like, these are, you know, not just billionaires, but just people that are successful in life. They do all this stuff, you know, So why not you? Why not try it?
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, I want to mention that we have some great sponsors. And this month for the podcast, we've got NeoCell, which I am such a fan of because I want to build up my collagen. And they are the number one collagen brand. And they are a world leader in the field of nutritional science. They have delicious products. I mean, I'm addicted to those little mint chocolate chews. And they have an acai berry. Andrea, darn it, I almost said it right. I remembered. I almost said acai Andrea. Yeah, they really do. So check them out at neocell.com.
And I love that you're talking about NeoCell, because, and Cornell, if this month's sponsor fits so well, because they obviously, collagen helps with bones and helps with so many parts of our body, but it also helps with wrinkles and it helps with skin and hair. So, you know, a lot of that comes with looking good too. And like what you're saying, you know, in terms of keeping positive, that sometimes maybe, you know, the outside doesn't match the inside, right? And I think the key is getting that to kind of come together so that, you know, we feel and we look good at the same time. So I think, you know, they're a good fit for our sponsor this month.
Definitely.
Don't you agree, Cornell?
Oh,
yeah, but
awesome.
You know, I agree that, you definitely have to care of yourself and understand that your definition of beauty and my definition of beauty, you know, it's okay for it to be different. You know, like looking beautiful on the outside doesn't have to be what you see on TV. You know, looking beautiful from the outside could be that you lost 10 pounds that you wanted to lose. You know, so I think we have this just weird definition of what beauty is. Not us, because we're, you know, enlightened a little bit, but, you know.
we're evolved.
We're evolved. But I think as society, we feel that, like, whatever's on a reality show or on TV is what's beauty. And to be honest with you, it's just not. I think you guys are beautiful people. That's why I connect with you. And it's more than just, you know, oh, well, they look very nice. No, you're just inside and out. And I think when you have that balance, you just get a whole person, you know, that's beautiful inside out. It's just a special thing.
Well, everything you're saying is true, Cornell, but you are drop dead gorgeous. People should check you out because you're fabulous. Cornell, is there anything else you want to add today before we let you go? But Cornell will be joining us a lot here because he's just fabulous.
I would say, people, please, please, please listen to these two amazing women that are not only going to change your physical, but your mental. And Positivity Summit is the second week of March, Friday and Saturday, March 10th and 11th. I'll talk about it more as we go on, but I would love to see everybody there, and it's going to be amazing.
That's awesome.
Oh, I can't wait. Give us your website, Cornell, and your Twitter and your Instagram and all that.
Cornell-Thomas.com. That's my website. And my Twitter is at Cornell Thomas, Instagram CornellThomas34, and that's it. I hope, look me up. I respond to people immediately, and I love to meet you.
Thank you, Cornell, and you know, thank you for being positive and for helping everybody else stay positive as well. It's very much appreciated here at Naturally Savvy. So we are excited
thank
to
you.
Talk to you again soon. And for all of you who are listening, I'm Andrea Donsky, and I'm along with my amazing Lisa Davis, co-host extraordinaire. This is Naturally Savvy Radio, and we're excited that you'll be listening to our podcast. So like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and we will see you soon. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well. And thank you, NeoCell, for sponsoring this month's podcast.